Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad taking you through this Wednesday morning. We've talked about the big Titans win all morning long here on the show, but it's still a very busy week for the Nashville Predators as well. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Adam Vingan from The Athletic, sponsored by Sealmaster. Adam, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Speaking of big football wins, Marquise giving me some yin-yang twins there to celebrate the Saints' comeback victory the other night.
Here's someone who
that's what it was for.
See, Vingan will appreciate my ranking of the Saints. I'm getting a lot of flack right now.
Vingan, is Drew Brees done?
No. I think the second half proved that, no?
I mean, this has been a multiple game thing now where we've asked this question about Drew Brees.
Adam, do you
pretty good second half.
Do you hate Taysom Hill as much as Joe Rexroad?
Nah.
Do I hate Taysom Hill as much as Joe Rexroad? I love me some Taysom Hill, man.
So you're good. You're third and four, and you're like, oh yeah, let's put Taysom in right now.
No, I like Taysom Hill on the goal line, like in the red zone or on the goal line, better than further. The closer to the goal line, the better it is.
So you don't love Taysom Hill. You just like him sparingly. That's fine. Cool. I'm with you there.
Yeah, he dislikes him less than I dislike him, but you can't have liked that fumble that swung the Packers game.
No, of course not.
Well, they were going to lose that Packers game anyway, but yeah. I digress. Adam Vingan from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Adam's been a busy free agency period so far for the Predators. Obviously traded Nick Bonino, bought out Kyle Turris, added a lot of depth forwards and grip to the lineup. Do you think there are more moves coming later this week, maybe even today, from the Predators?
Yeah, that's the question, right? Because the Predators have been incredibly active since last Wednesday, starting with the trade of Nick Bonino, then buying out Kyle Turris, and you know, signing Mark Borowiecki and Matt Benning on the first day of free agency, and then adding Nick Cousins and Brad Richardson in the past couple of days. So, you know, I see the Predators. They're sitting on a ton of cap space. I think they're in the top five in the league in terms of available cap space. And it's just hard to believe that the Predators are done. You know, I can't say that for sure. But I am curious to see if something were to happen today or tomorrow. My understanding is that David Poyle is planning to address reporters tomorrow. And typically, when a general manager speaks after free agency, that means that most of his work is done. So I wonder if something might happen today or tomorrow. But certainly the Predators have accomplished their goal of becoming harder to play against. But I'm still sort of concerned for them in terms of where the goals are going to come from.
Yeah, so is this a playoff team as constructed, Adam?
They are a borderline playoff team as constructed. I think if this were the roster that they were to go into the season with, whatever that starts, under normal circumstances, which of course this is far from normal circumstances, this is a team that I think is battling for the second wild card spot with a week left in the regular season. I think they can make the playoffs. I wouldn't expect them to make any significant progress or noise in the playoffs. But I do think that when you look at the additions versus the subtractions, they certainly, as I said, have gotten quote-unquote tougher, but they are definitely less talented now than they were a week ago. You know, say what you will about Kyle Turris and Craig Smith and Mikael Granlund, but they are naturally skilled players. Luke Kunin and Nick Cousins and Brad Richardson are not on the same level as them in terms of natural talent. So this team is definitely tougher. I think they're less talented.
Adam Vingan from The Athletic on the line with us, presented by Sealmaster. So Adam, obviously Taylor Hall was a guy a lot of Predators fans turned their attention to. Number one, how surprised were you that he decided to sign in Buffalo? And number two, do you think there was some pretty strong interest in Taylor Hall from the part of the Predators?
For your first question, it's funny because I think Taylor Hall, during his introductory Zoom call in Buffalo, you know, seemed to be a bit surprised himself that there was so much shock that he went to Buffalo. I mean, I'm not sure what Taylor Hall has been reading, but everybody was shocked that he went to Buffalo. Nobody was expecting him to sign with Buffalo, especially considering he said at the end of the season when the Coyotes were eliminated that winning was a priority, and the Sabres haven't made the playoffs in a decade. But it's the smart play for him. He'll be on the line with Jack Eichel. Jeff Skinner just experienced a couple of years ago the benefit of playing with Jack Eichel. He had 40 goals and then signed an 8-year contract. So he's set for life. And Taylor Hall could do the same thing. He can play with Jack Eichel, get back to the Hart Trophy numbers he had a few years ago, and then if he wants to, he can go back into free agency where he'll be the belle of the ball again. So I think it was some smart, maybe 3D chess, everybody else is playing checkers kind of move for Taylor Hall. And to answer the second question, certainly I think there was interest in the part of the Predators. I'm not sure, I cannot say definitively how far down the road they got, but certainly they considered it. I have to imagine so, because one of the appeals of Buffalo to Taylor Hall was reuniting with Ralph Krueger, who was his coach in Edmonton several years ago, and of course we know the relationship that Taylor has with John Hines. So I have to imagine that was a consideration as well. But I think from everything that I've read and heard, that Buffalo was the only team that was willing to pay him that much on a short-term contract.
So I threw out this idea of like another earth-shaking Poile move, maybe one of their core players moved out. There's been a little talk. I know our colleague Craig Custance, I think last week at one point said, Matt Duchene is even someone who is at least in some kind of discussion. You can't rule him out as being possibly moved. Of course, I think we probably thought Ryan Johansson was a stronger candidate for that before he played the way he did. I threw out Ekholm and Ellis, even as guys who you could try to really shake things up and change your team. It doesn't look like I'm going to be – I just took a guess that he would do something like that. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. Would something like that shock you at this point?
It would, just because a lot of those reports, the one that you're referencing from Craig and Frank Saravalli of TSN had a similar report about Predator centers being available. That was before they traded Nick Bonino and bought out Kyle Turris.
Right.
I think if you are seriously considering trading one of Ryan Johansson and Matt Duchene, that to me would spell the dreaded R word, rebuild. I think, David Poile spent so much time talking about how much he loves his top four on defense. I can't imagine either Ekholm or Ellis being moved, though I do believe that if the Predators wanted to acquire another game-changing forward, I think one of those two defensemen would be the play. Last week I did this story where I solicited trade proposals. I think we talked about this from readers, and I got in multiple variances was Matthias Ekholm to the Toronto Maple Leafs for William Nylander. And I sent that to our Maple Leafs reporter, Jonas Siegel, who squashed the idea of Ekholm being traded for Nylander. But then he said, well, if the Predators were willing to give up Ryan Ellis, I think Ryan Ellis is probably the player that would fetch this team a game-breaking forward. But Ryan Ellis, in my opinion, played at an elite level last year, and I don't think David Poile has any interest in breaking up his top four right now.
Adam Vingan from The Athletic on the line with us, presented by Steelmaster. All right, Adam, last thing for you here. Mike Hoffman, a guy that's been connected to the Predators, also sounds like the Bruins have got some pretty strong interest in him as well. If the Predators go that route, what sort of a player would they be getting in Mike Hoffman? And if they don't, what do you do on the second line at that point if you're John Hines?
Yeah, well, Mike Hoffman is one of the best goal scorers in the NHL. Over the past six seasons, he is tied for 16th among NHL players in goals. He is a regular 25 to 30 goal threat, has an incredible release, especially on the power play. So he would help the Predators both at even strength on offense and on the power play. Not the most responsible defensive player. What I would say about Mike Hoffman, as I do say about other players, is that he's a rather one-dimensional player, but he's really darn good at that one dimension, which is scoring. And he and Matt Duchene were line mates in Ottawa a few years ago, so there's some familiarity there. But if Mike Hoffman is off the table, I don't know what they could do. because Tyler Toffoli is off the table as well. He signed with Montreal a couple of days ago. Evgeny Dadonov, who also plays for the Florida Panthers, is another option as a scoring winger. Do the Predators swallow hard and call back Mikael Granlund and say, hey, buddy, you know, like, what's going on? No, I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think if they strike out on someone like Mike Hoffman or are not interested in someone like Mike Hoffman, then that second line remains a serious question. I mean, even if you were to put Luke Cunningham on that second line and David Poile thinks he could be a 20-goal scorer, that still doesn't necessarily make that line any better. So I feel like Mike Hoffman, I guess you can also throw in Anthony Duclair, who's sort of like a Mike Hoffman light. I think if they don't directly address that left wing or right left wing on the second line, it's going to remain a weakness moving forward.
Adam Vingan from The Athletic has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Sealmaster. Adam, great stuff, man. Appreciate you joining us as always.
All right, guys. Try to limit the Taysom Hill slack, you know, slander.
We'll see.
That you're... No,
it's hard for me,
don't
man.
Don't do it.
Just tell Sean Payton, quit giving him the ball 10 times a game.
He's a good lead blocker.
Wow. Thanks, Adam. We appreciate it, man. Look, I'm all for like some New Orleans Saints slander when Adam's on the line. It does my soul good.
Hey, I do have a quick, so Matthew McConnell, who TV announcer for the Coyotes.
Okay.
He just DM'd me, and a Michigan State guy, he just DM'd me a quick thing because, you know, Cousins and Richardson, of course, he knows them well. He says, Cousins, Swiss Army knife, bottom six guy can play wing, good on pucks, hard worker. Richardson, just a very good pro, excellent in the circle, hell of a PK guy. You know, took him a good year to some injuries. Two good ads by the Treads. That's the – by the Treads. By the Preds. We don't want to call the Preds the Treads.
No.
So two good ads by the Preds per Matt McConnell on Cousins and Richardson. That's a scouting report from Arizona.
I like it. I like what they're doing there in terms of bringing a different element to the bottom six. But if you don't have goals in the top six, it's going to be hard to compete. And that's going to be the next step. I mean, you got to figure that out.
Hoffman feels important.
Yes. I'd say very much so. And I think regardless, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Eli Tolvanen either way. And we'll continue to dissect that throughout the week. Maybe we'll know an answer on Mike Hoffman and the Predators today. We'll definitely keep it tapped into the free agency world in the NHL. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show, give our final thoughts from Titans and Bills, and look ahead a little bit to the Texans game as well. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.